All right. Welcome to the Vertical Shift Podcast. We engage in candid conversation about life topics and real issues from a Christian perspective. I'm Justin.
I'm Jeff.
I'm Tommy.
All right. Let's get started.
Guys, I cannot wait for the day that we start videoing our sessions here. It's going to come a day.
There's a reason we don't.
That day is not today.
That day. And that,
there is one big reason we're not today.
Definitely not. No pun intended.
Jeff, what happened to Thou'st I?
All right.
So Jeff has a big, poofy
right eye.
It looks jacked up.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
It's like the cartoons where they're like really stressed out.
Where you get punched
out.
And
this
like
is why we need that video. This is why we need that video.
And the eyeballs popping out.
Yeah.
No, I mean it.
That's pretty bad.
It looks like you've been in a fight.
Yeah.
And lost.
So apparently Tommy has gone 45 years with never hearing of a sty. But
I don't even know how do you spell that?
STYE.
Yeah. Don't even know what that is.
So. But Justin, you've heard of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're considerably younger than Tom. But
wow.
So I have a sty, and it has caused my eye to swell.
Maybe I just don't have these health problems like that.
You have others.
I don't know of any yet.
It's all that juicing you've been doing.
I've had a lot of tests done and never found anything good.
So church. I wore my glasses to mask my bulging right eye as much possible. It did for most people.
Well, don't look at you, then you don't notice it.
It's true.
And you turn around and say, hey, they're like, whoa.
Yeah. It hurts to blink.
Do you feel like that you have to say something about it when you're talking to someone? Like
I do.
You feel self-conscious about it. You're like, hey, oh, by the way,
I can, especially when I see their eyes kind of look to my right eye and they make contact with it.
You should just kind of lean in more with your left eye. It's like you're intently listening to them.
That's right.
Yeah. You should have worn an eye patch.
Dude.
Yeah.
I had to wear an eye patch one time. Do y'all know that story?
Oh, man. Mm.
I was cleaning, helping a buddy clean out his gutters, and I was on a ladder. And I picked up this little tiny twig of a tree branch, had a little bitty twig on it. And I was just picking it up and I was moving it to throw it off. And again, I had no idea. The little twig sticking out stabbed me in my eyeball and started bleeding.
A twig didn't. So you did it to yourself.
Well, the twig did it.
No, you did it.
Well, I was holding the stick. And didn't see it. And it pierced my eyeball like it was bleeding.
You were trying to get out of work.
And I had to go to the doctor. I had to go to the eye doctor, 100% truth. And I couldn't. So I had one eye.
Hold on. Pause. Just because I know you, what were your first thoughts when you poked your eye with a stick?
Oh, I can tell you right now. Oh, I'm not going to be able to see out of it. I'm blind.
The vitreous humor's leaking out of my eye. What's going to happen? Google it?
Well, I couldn't see.
Stab both their eyes, did you?
No, but no, listen, I'm on the ladder. Like, I immediately got down off the ladder and went home. Like, I'm out.
Right.
And I tried to drive home. Have you ever tried to drive with one eye? You have no depth perception. I didn't know what that was. I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know you had to have two eyes to have depth perception.
You didn't know what a sight was
until
today.
Until that incident, I ran over the curb. I was probably, I was probably 10 miles from home.
I can just see the cop that's following your truck all the way home.
I stopped at a red light like 10 feet behind the car because I didn't know how close to get. So I went to the eye doctor, and she put some dye in my eye to then take a picture. Her first comment was, oh, my goodness. And I'm like, that's not what you're supposed to say. And I said, that's not what you're supposed to say. Like, what is the problem? She goes, yeah, you gouged it really good. And they cleaned it out. And I asked her, I said, am I going to go blind? She said, well, the eye is one of the most
protected,
corrective. Like, it can correct itself and heal.
Yeah.
And it took a year, though. Like, so it healed quickly initially, but it takes time to really heal deep. And so at night, I'd wake up and my eyelid be stuck closed to that. And you pull it open, you kind of rip some of it.
Ugh. Did you think, oh, man, that's it? It's gone.
No, but it was. So the whole point of that was I had to wear an eye patch, y'all, for like a week.
Yeah, you did.
And I had to go to work. And so I would talk like a pirate. It was awesome. I thought it was. Everybody was,
you know, there's somebody that was in the office like, haven't heard that one.
Yeah. So I'd be like, I got my eye on you and stuff. Making jokes like that.
Yeah.
Wonder how many people filed like an HR report. You're making eye jokes. With his one eye. Somebody's like, keeps telling me he's watching me.
So we went back to Jeff's eye.
Yeah.
So the eye patch is not a bad idea, but that would draw a lot more questions.
If it doesn't get better soon, I might be forced to do that to spare other people.
I don't know what a sty is. Mm-hmm. So what is it? Did you already say what it was?
So
it's can like, you Google it?
That's something with your eyelashes, okay, Google it. Tear ducts. I mean, and
I'm trying not to use my stuff. Phone anymore after our
last week. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. How have y'all been doing with that?
Better.
All right.
So, anyway, anything else you got to say about me?
I'm just waiting for you to say what it is. Sty. How do you spell S-T-Y-E?
Sty-E. It's a red, painful lump near the edge of the eyelid that may look like a boil or pimple.
See?
It can develop after small glands that line the eyelid get plugged.
How do you get rid of it?
I don't know.
Well, I've been putting this
self-care
medicine.
Is what Google says.
Can self-care. You not pop it?
Does well, it... eventually it does. But right now, it's kind of like
says in most cases, it'll disappear on its own in a few days. A warm washcloth applied to the eyelid may relieve pain and discomfort.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you need to try everything you can.
Thanks, Tommy.
So, but...
Hey, you need to worry about the plank in your own eye.
Oh, I know. That's a good one. But it looks like, I wish I would have thought of that. It does look like you have a plank in your eye, actually.
It feels like I have a plank in my eye.
It's like your right eye is just fully asleep all day. But your left one, you're open. You're awake.
It's got its own little beanbag to rest on over here.
Man. So, you know, luckily that will go away, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and you'll be back to normal.
We hope.
I mean, then we will never be on video if you don't. But so if that was, you know, always a part of your life, having these messed up eyes, do you think that there would be, you know, that would hurt your witness to others in any way?
Yeah. <All right>. hurt my witness?
I don't know. Yeah.
No.
I'm trying to figure out how to get this into the... To the health.
Well, we can talk about it.
What we were talking about was, you know, thinking about the air. I'll help you tie the knot.
Thank you.
The eye, health.
Yes.
Being healthy.
That's right.
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 Like,
right.
Does
so the easier thing. Transition would be, why are the buttons on your shirt about to pop?
Whose shirt?
Your shirt, Tommy. Yeah. Your buttons look mad. That's all I'm saying. Let's talk about health.
Dude, when you're working out.
You've been down 5 pounds for about 3 months
I've been
now.
I'm sitting in a weird position. Just,
is that what it is?
Chair. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, I do like what Tommy brought up, though, was, you know, does being healthy or living a healthy lifestyle, like how does that
impact,
help kind of how we go about our life? Yeah, or not just witness, because some people think witness and go like, hey, you're witnessing to somebody, just like, yeah, like how does it... How does it affect, you know, how you go about your day and thinking about being a believer and, you know, so.
I think it does. I mean, for relevant. Me, like, I feel conviction in that area. You know, I feel like over the, you know, and you guys have walked with me through most of that, through our years being together. But, you know, there's been a transformation spiritually. There's been transformation mentally. And, you know, tying that in.
We're
is
still
now,
waiting for physically.
Physically
right?
Transformation. So. It's hard. I mean, you know, that's the thing. It's like, man, it's...
These blessed M&Ms won't go away.
It's... That's an area. It's like self-control and discipline. We know the ingredients.
Right.
To, you know, to do it. And it takes consistency in that. And why is it so hard for us to do that? I mean, why is it so hard for me? Those are the questions I ask myself because I have a desire. Where is my desire rooted though? Is it because I want other people to look at me and go, oh, he's really looking good? Because that's probably not the right desire. I mean, I shouldn't say probably. Hmm. It's not the right reason to do it for what other people think. But it should be that, hey, the Lord has given me one body, like one, this is it.
That's it.
And if I don't take care of it, you know, that's going to affect me. Yeah. It's going to affect others too around me, you know, my close family You know, if those things create health problems, that's going to affect them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we have to be careful, right? It's kind of like in scripture when, you know, the one guy that was lame since birth, and, you know, God healed him. And they asked, well, whose sin was it? Was it his or his parents? And it was neither, right? I did this to glorify myself. And I think we've got to be careful. Not everybody's health situation is the same. Not everybody that's overweight is because they're making poor life choices. And so there's different mm-hmm. factors into that, right? And so I think as we look at those things, but going to your point, like health-wise, can we make better choices? We know what we need to do. It's simple ABC to accomplish it, but I don't want to do B, mm-hmm. right? I like chips and cheese and salsa.
And I'm glad you said that, Jeff, too, because it's not about, well, let me just say this. It's like looking a certain way is one thing, sure. but that doesn't, just because someone looks a certain way doesn't mean they're healthy.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I want to make that clear. I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah.
But it's also when I make poor choices in what I eat and consume, I feel bad.
Yeah.
And another side effect is it doesn't help my body.
Right.
You know, it's not proper fuel. But why do I do it all the time? It's almost like, you know, it goes back to the sin thing. Like if we start, you know, we do a sin, why do we keep repeating it? It's like this whole cycle of sin, regret, repent, sin, regret, repent. And so in the same sense, if I make any progress in that area, but I'm not making as much progress as I want in this other area, yeah. being more consistent with a healthier diet.
I think it's when our motivation truly is more important than the mild inconvenience, right? Because it really is. I mean, I have young kids, you know, and I want to be around. I want to be active. I want to be healthy. I want to be involved in their life. And so I know that the older I get, I'm 45, almost 46.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's it's different. The older you get, your metabolism slows down. It's harder to lose weight.
I don't know if those are myths, though.
No, it's true.
We might have someone might want to email. Our email is
a myth
that the
metabolism slows down?
Yeah.
Okay, when I look at my grandmother, it was 102 before she passed. There's no version of me. I was like, hey, her metabolism is just as fast as mine at my age.
Well, let me say this.
Harder, I'm not even a scientist. But
harder. But see, I hear people say, oh, it's harder to lose weight when you get bigger. I mean, when you get older. But I mean, well, it's still...
That makes sense.
But you still do the same thing. If you do the things that you're supposed to do, your body will respond in a way.
True. Show me a 90-year-old bodybuilder. You can't find one.
I'm sure somebody can right now. Somebody's looking it up. But anyway,
it's not about
body. But what I'm saying, though, is you can't use that as an excuse that we can't lose weight.
100%.
If your goal was to lose weight, you can't say, well, I can't do it now because I'm older.
Real challenge, right? It's not necessarily the age, but it's what comes with that age. When I was 22, I was single. I could work out. I could do whatever I wanted. I was making food for myself. I have 5 kids and my wife now that when we make a meal, we have all these other people to consider. So if my wife and I want to eat healthy, knowing that my kids aren't going to touch it with a 10-foot pole, we have to make 2 different meals, navigate all of that. No, those drinks are non-sugar. That's mom and dad's drinks. You can't have those. This is yours over here. Like, that gets complicated. Right? What?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know that you got to separate everything out.
I don't either.
Yeah,
I think you're 2-1. I think you're on your own this one.
What?
Yeah.
Come on. On your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now I get with little ones, like maybe your twins. That's a little different.
Yeah, they're eating different food.
Yeah. But the other stuff, man, like.
No, my kids are going to eat what we make, and we're going to try to make healthy meals. Oh, don't look at me like that.
Tommy.
If they don't.
Your healthy meals. All right, never mind. All right, moving on.
Yeah, I think it does. It is different as you get older, and depending on your season of life and all that stuff. But then also, like, you know, there's ways to insert it. You know,
Justin knows best from any of us. So let's just say, Well, no, and I wasn't saying that from a joke.
I always laugh because I go back realizing how big I was at one point.
So. I have never held weight. Like, I didn't start gaining weight until I was like 30. And my wife and I were looking at pictures one time. I just remember, I was like, what is that? Pointed down my belly, like, oh, I can see that in my shirt. What is going on? Never had to work out just because I was always active.
Your metabolism was better.
It's not about
it. Imagine.
It's the activity level.
It's not a myth.
Yeah. It's the activity level was different.
Dude, I'm more busy now than ever in my life.
Yeah.
Ever.
Anyway. Yeah. So, but Justin, you have like, you've had body transformation. Like you were.
Gargantuous.
I mean, you
was
were
the term.
Well,
I was big. It was. I remember the heaviest I got was got on the scale and it was 297. That's right, 297.
Sorry, I think you meant that's how close he was to heaven.
I thought there was. Don't we have other sounds?
Yeah, I mean, you got to look for them. Well, you got to get up out of the chair.
That's what happens when you gain weight. You start snoring. Yeah. Anyway, so what weight did you get up to there, Justin?
297. Yeah. But
you
a lot
might
of
as well
that,
round that up.
No. You got to. You got to say under 300.
That's a family size bag of M&Ms separating you from 300.
Yeah. That's probably just some variance in the scale there. But
so you're telling me that losing 5 pounds isn't a lot?
No, I'm not saying that.
Oh.
We're talking about three.
So anyway, you
were about 300 pounds.
Yeah. No, and honestly, like back then, the thing that spurred it on is I did feel unhealthy.
And are you like, 5'9"?
5'11".
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you taller than me?
Yeah.
Who is
just because you gel your hair doesn't mean.
Okay.
No, but it was because I wanted to be healthier. I knew it wasn't healthy. Like even the first time, I remember the first time going in the gym at that weight. And just walking on a treadmill to do cardio, you know, I'll never forget it. Like, my knees hurt, like, walking, and even afterward, just kind of the soreness and stuff. And I just remember going, like, I've got to do something, you know.
Was there ever a moment, though, like, you thought when you're trying to imagine yourself?
And how good I looked at 297?
No, but, like, when you're trying to imagine, like, will I ever even be able to do this?
Yeah,
seem, like, so far away.
I've never played that game in my head where I'm like, oh man, especially
impossible.
With that, like, I can't do it. Yeah.
Sure.
I always had to come back to like, okay, like.
But you made drastic changes in your health.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like
yeah,
you
I
eliminated.
Watched what I ate, I watched what I drank.
But not even that. I'm talking alcohol consumption. I'm talking.
Yeah. Did you ever smoke cigarettes too?
Yeah, I did. Like early on when I was still working out,
right?
I did still smoke cigarettes. And it was by the time like, through kind of the transformation and kind of getting with it, you know, I can remember running on the treadmill, working out, and then having a cigarette after working out.
Oh my
you
goodness.
Know, but you know that even too.
That's like doctors are like, smoke is bad for you.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. On their break.
Yeah, I mean, so but you know, I had to go through all that, and you don't just quit, you know, cold turkey, you know, with smoking and stuff. So, but no, like I can remember, like I just knew like I had to be healthier. And then obviously you fast forward to what Jeff's saying. It's like you got, you know, wife and kids and all that stuff's, you know, years and years and years back. But my mentality is very much like, hey, I want to continue to maintain being healthy.
But
so
you've
like,
been there. You were all you were there where you weren't. And now you're here where you are. It, you know, do you ever still see yourself like in the mirror? Is there any psychological part that still sees yourself back?
You know, it's crazy. I remember reading something about a guy that like was a personal trainer and like he had always talked about like his clients like eating unhealthy and having weight, you know, gain and all that stuff. And always talking about like how it was hard for them to change their diet. And so he did like this whole journey where like he had gained weight and then lost it to kind of empathize and see what they went through. And one of the things he even talked about is like, man, how sugar has such an addiction because like he craved some of the things he ate when he was kind of gaining the weight. Even after losing weight. And so I can tell you like, there's that, you know, the stuff that you're, you know, I remember enjoying that like is really not in my diet much. Or if it is, I'm like, man, that tasted good, but I'll see you in 3 months, you know, I'm not going to eat it again for a while, but it does play on you too.
Well, I was kind of also asking about do you see yourself still as
you
big?
297.
No.
Because part of my, you know, some
but
of
I
my
know,
issue
I know
is
how
the opposite.
Tommy has the opposite. Tell us, Tommy, what you have.
Well, I've never been. I've always been.
This is
been,
great for those listening. Tommy, tell us what issues you have. And you look in the mirror. What do you see? You see Let's now, now I know, Sir Thomas
now
Alton
I know
Duke.
You're trying to be funny. So I still, you know, I was athletic growing up, didn't have to worry about anything. All the clothes fit perfectly. And so the psychological part of me still thinks that I can, that I'm still that.
You can still dunk.
And I can still do that. Mm-hmm. And I can still do, you know, the things that I could do on skateboards and, you know, baseball, soccer, whatever the sport is. Yeah, basketball, never could dunk, but I used to be a lot faster than I am now. And when we play basketball now, it's like, man, I am sucking wind, like can't breathe. Mm-hmm. I can't, like, I have in my mind what I'm about to do, and I don't do that. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's a different mentality. But, yeah, so it is, you know, at times it's depressing because I have a desire to get back to a level of physical fitness that can allow me to do those things a little more comfortably, you know? Mm. And, so that's, you know, for me in my journey, that's kind of where I'm at, but you still can't forget the spiritual, you still got to keep that up, the spiritual side, the mental side, and then trying to, man, like,
I've found in my life that when I am disciplined with my health, working out, eating right, all those things, it almost always coincides spiritually.
Yeah.
Like I find myself being more disciplined spiritually, and then vice versa. When I find myself binge eating, you know, whatever, I find myself neglecting spiritual disciplines. And so I find those things coincide a lot.
Well, and that's the thing too. Like you do the things you don't want to do and the things you want to do, you know, it's like kind of that whole concept within scripture. Cause it's like, man, I don't want to go to the gym. I'm too tired. Well, guess what? If you went to the gym, you wouldn't be as tired. Right?
That's right.
Or like, oh man, I just feel sluggish. Like I'm not going to go for a run. Or, well, if you went for a run, endorphins would actually kick in and adrenaline, all that stuff. And you kind of get some energy, you know? And so, I do think, I'm not going to lie, being married to a dietitian, a registered dietitian, that helps with kind of the food side of things. And I think for a while, especially when our kids were kind of younger, like we didn't have all the snacks because we always had the stuff that we ate. And so there were like little things for them. But, you know, when we go to somebody else's house, they're like, oh, you got the brownies, you know, or all these things. We're like, yeah, we'll probably need to start buying some snacks as they were getting older. But I think it does. I know personally too, for me, I know I have to fit it into my schedule. It is a priority to do some type of workout, physical fitness, and when I don't have that, things feel off.
I think you've hit on something that, you know, it took me a while to kind of grasp. But when I'm tempted, like say go out to eat, you know, and you look at all the options to choose from, if I choose a healthy one, like I've done it enough to, like, you know, let's say I choose salmon instead of a burger, right? I walk away, I don't feel gross and all the stuff. And I'm like, man, I'm so glad I made that choice. And I try to log that away for next time. Like, I know that if I choose this, it's a good choice and I'll feel better afterwards versus choosing the other. Because I've done it. I've done it enough to know the truth, right? Yeah. And so I think to your point, if you can log those things away enough that when you're tempted to slide back into the bad ruts, where that leads.
And it's also flipping it, right? Because I know all the stuff I used to eat before, you know, but to your point, when you log away some of these things that are good for you and they're healthy, and then, you know, you're kind of fueling your body, like you talked about, Tommy, you know, you get used to it. And then it's not, I'm eating all of this stuff that's bad. And I occasionally eat the salad when, you know, temperature's starting to get a little warmer outside before spring hits. You know, it's like, hey, you can reward yourself, right, by having the burger when you haven't had it so often. And so, I joke with Erin a lot of the time because, like, Erin's really good about tracking, like, her stuff and what she's eating. And she's been doing a really great job just keeping it as part of her schedule. And she wakes up at like 4:30. To like do her work. Like she is committed. I'm not that committed. Like I did with grad school and do it in the morning, but if I've got my preference, it's in the afternoon.
I'm a lunchtime. I do mine during lunch because then I can eat physically, actually have the lunch later. Yeah. But the time for lunch is the perfect time for me because
same mornings for me.
I spend my morning time. That's when I like to do my quiet time.
I do both. But yeah.
Yeah, I can't do both.
I will joke with Erin because when she's tracking all of her stuff or whatever, you know, like the end of a day or end of a week, you know, she'll have like so many things left over to like have a treat, you know, or a reward or something like that. And like, I'll grab like, you know, chocolate chips and some animal crackers because her kids eat animal crackers. She's like, so what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I've just got these leftover points. So I just thought I'd, you know, use them now. And she's like, you're not even tracking anything. I'm like, oh, well, so, you know, it's a running joke.
But if I were.
Yeah. But well, I mean, I do think that's one of the main reasons is like, I don't want to get older and then feel like my body's not able to keep up with the kids or just stay healthy and
like Tommy. So Tommy, how do you do it? You so know, your body doesn't keep up with the kids. And
so I was actually about to say something nice about you.
Man. You said we can make fun of you in this episode, man.
Well, I did.
Okay.
Because it's funny.
It is funny.
So you actually say it.
It does sting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. Are you still bitter about that fishy arm?
I am.
Do you know the story, Justin?
I remember y'all talking about it, yeah.
Well, I mean, anyway.
Go ahead, reopen the wound.
No, I was going to say, what you said is key, and I don't want us to miss it. And for me, I don't want to miss it. So I'm really telling myself this. There is a parallel between the spiritual, the mental, and the physical. And so when I am fully focused, completely in my relationship with the Lord, I find that my workouts are better, that I'm more consistent in my workouts. Mm-hmm. I found that, well, what leads into my workout? So let's go back to the timing. So I do mine at lunch. But that means I've gotten up early enough to do my quiet time, my prayer time, and really set myself up for the day. I've started my work on time, and I'm organized in my work and my thoughts, and even my workspace is all organized. And by the time the lunchtime comes for me to work out, I feel like I'm in a good place to stop. Let me take a break. Let me do my physical fitness, and I can come back and then, you know, finish the rest of the day and do the other thing. It just fits and feels good. But when I don't do, when I don't have the spiritual things mm-hmm. in place, then there's clutter mm-hmm. in physical form and in mental form. Mm-hmm. And then I might get up around to do my workout. It might be half done because I haven't been able to really focus on the things I need to focus. It just, everything falls kind of apart
right mm-hmm.
from there. So that is a key part that I am going to be focused on now, is really making an effort to continue to press and focus on my spiritual life, knowing that I have these goals for my physical life, mm-hmm. physical fitness, and tie those in together, though.
Should we do a monthly weigh-in accountability podcast?
Yeah, oh, let's do that, dude, for real.
Yeah.
Dude.
Just shaking.
How about just me and you?
All right, fine.
Because you need it and I need it.
Yeah.
I mean, I see
yeah,
your,
y'all do.
I see your
I love how I'm just watching this yeah. unfold.
I mean, I see your form over there. You
it's pretty incredible for 46.
No, it's
almost
not.
46.
I mean, my
buttons aren't mad yet.
You don't have a shirt with buttons. You don't have a shirt with buttons.
Just like my buttons aren't mad, that's why he's wearing a polo.
Exactly.
It's
like
yeah. It's stretchy. No, I do. I need to lose about 20 more pounds.
Well, and that, I mean, but that's what it teaches. And Tommy touched on it is like, this isn't about, you know, being our ages, y'all being older, and trying to look 25, you know,
right.
But it's,
right.
it's in that creating a habit, right. To maintain being healthy. And like you said, Jeff, some people do have some medical conditions that it is harder or there's
sure.
things or systems. So it's like, you know, but when we can get into that mode of like, hey, why do I do this? And there's the, you know, the physical fitness, you're staying healthy, all those things. Like there's no version of me where I'm going to like look like some bodybuilder. Like that's not the goal I'm going for. But like if I can run on the treadmill when I'm done with my workout and run for 10, 15 minutes straight and I just feel like, man, I got a good workout and I'm not like mm-hmm. gasping for air. Like I know I'm being
well,
like
your
my
clothes
heart.
Start to fit better. Your thing. I mean, there's other things
yeah,
too.
Well, I'm feeling healthy.
That's what I mean.
Right. There's cardio. It's good for the heart. All these things. Like mm-hmm. I'm not sitting in there going like, oh, I need to work out my traps today. Cause like,
right.
I want to see it in my polo when I go to reach for my glass of water. Like that stuff. That
or
should
somebody
never.
Pats me on the back of the arm. They won't yeah. say, ooh, you got fish arms.
Yeah.
Well,
you know, yeah. No. So it's none of that. Cause it can be, you know, vain, you know, where you're kind of, and I remember there was a time when losing a lot of that weight, you know, there's a part where like you go from almost 300, I'll round up, 300 down to at one point, like 178, you know, 180 wow. right in there. And those lower weights, you're kind of like, well, man, I want to see this more. I want to see that more. Right. So you do kind of let it. And by the way, that was like before becoming like a believer. So like on this side of it, like, you know, I'm not going in going, yeah, I want to see my traps get bigger. Like, no, I just want to be healthy.
But even you know? Even if someone did, that's not a bad thing. It's just they have a different physical fitness goal.
Yeah. Are you saying you want to feel my traps?
No.
I don't even know what a trap is. What are the traps?
It's
the
a side? Trap.
What's the side?
And not, yeah. What's the neck one? You shoulder? Know I'm not a science
I don't
guy.
Know. The shoulders, but then you're talking about triceps or you're behind your...
We're past that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know, Jeff, that stung. But, you know, when I touched your arm, it felt like I was touching like my grandpa's arm. You know, like holding him.
It was terrible.
Soft and a little squishy.
And I mean, in all honesty,
I asked my wife.
It was a little motivating to get back at it.
I asked my wife to touch my arm. She said, no, it's pretty tight. So
it's because your skin's about to break.
It's just where so. You, it's just where you, where
are you one of those guys that somebody comes up and grabs you like, hey man, like do you flex? Are you
100%
the flexor? Yeah.
He's a flexor. Know. You are.
I'm not a flexor. I mean, it's
there. I probably do.
Yeah.
But it's more like a reaction than.
So you're trying to flex, or you're more like scared reaction?
Not scared, but like I'm ready.
Don't say I have fish arms.
Yeah.
It's more like that.
I mean, I'm not a flexor. I don't have to. Let me look at it. Got him.
So I think in all of these things, it's looking at what are the things that are tempting to cause us to pull away. Right, whether that's a health goal that we're running after, because we have those things, right? Like some habits are healthy and some are not. You know, if I don't know about you guys, but like if you get stressed out, do you stress eat? Right? Do you run to those things that bring comfort? And so, kind of tracking those and what causes you to fall off. For me, it's breaking that schedule, breaking that consistency, travel. Those kind of things really frustrate me because. Then it's dependent on somebody else making a meal and then I got to eat it and, you know, whatever. So trying to figure out those things, but look at your life, evaluate those things, and then try to make those goals, stick to it, persevere, push through it, because we know in the end, right? If we stay consistent, we stay disciplined spiritually, then health will follow. And then those choices will be caught by those around us. And so doing those for those reasons to glorify the Lord.
Yeah. So do you have a scale?
I do.
All right. You're going to bring it next week?
I'll bring it.
And can you keep, well, do you have one you can keep in here? We need to get one. We can, well, you can bring it back.
Yeah.
We need to keep the same one is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I got plenty of room in here.
We've got to keep the scale.
All right, Tommy. You're on. Let's do this thing.
So, and I don't like to weigh in. How do I word this? Whatever we weigh in, like we have to weigh in that consistently, a shirt, t-shirt, or whatever.
Right, yeah.
That's what
I got. I got you.
Oh, like, man, these jeans are heavier than this.
Well, when I go to the doctor, I take my phone out of my pocket, I take my wallet, I'm like, keys out. I'm like, look, I don't want any false.
That's it. Yeah, y'all got to buy like some short shorts and some tank tops. That way.
Okay, well, we're not going on air or on video you, for that.
How quick you backed off the video sessions.
That's right. Oh, let's put Jeff on with his. Fat eye.
Hi, hey, look, you can wear, you know, frayed jean shorts if you want and a tank top.
Well, I'll just borrow some from you. All right. Well, that's fun. So we're going to do that next week. We'll weigh in.
Let's do it. If you guys want to join us, you're listening, you want to join us, join in.
Hey,
Let us know that you're working on it.
Join us on the email address. Yeah. So I just want to remind everybody what the email address is. It's www.vertical.shift.podcast.com.
That's easy.
Actually, that's not it. At gmail.com.
Oh, there it is.
vertical.shift.podcast@gmail.com. Do you think I should change it? Should we change that?
That's terrible. It's perfect. I like saying dot a lot of times.
Can somebody please email us? Thanks.
Love you guys.
See ya.
Peace.